Blog Talk Radio.
Praise the Lord, praise the Lord, everybody. Praise the Lord, people of God, praise the Lord. As you're continuing to come in, we just want to ask you to go ahead and take a moment now and invite a couple of people. Go ahead and take out that phone and invite a couple of people on the line tonight. Amen. You don't want them to miss this. Truly, God is doing great things in the midst of us. And listen, people of God, we want to invite as many people as we can. Amen. So go ahead and take a moment and share. Amen. The number, we're going to go ahead and give you the number. The number is 339-209-6891. Again, that's 339-209-6891. Amen. Glory be to God. Go ahead and invite a couple of people on tonight. Amen. Go ahead and invite. Go ahead and invite as you're coming in. Go ahead and invite a couple of people. Amen. Go ahead and invite. Mm-hmm. Amen, amen, amen. God bless you, God bless you, God bless each and every one of you on tonight. We thank God for you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you for coming on out to the Prayer News Network Global. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you, people of God. God bless you. God bless each and every one of you on tonight. Truly, God is doing great things in the midst of us, and we are so grateful, so glad for all that the Lord is doing. Amen. We're so grateful. Amen. Glory to God.
Each and every one of you on tonight. Truly,
amen. We just get the glad, glad. Amen. We get the glad, glad. Amen. When we think of the goodness of Jesus, when we think of all that he's done, when we think of what he's done, amen, Jesus, we just get excited. Amen. We just get excited all over. We just get excited all over again. Amen. So we're grateful. We're grateful to each of you for joining us on tonight. Again, go ahead and send out a couple of messages to a couple of people. Let them know that we're here on the Prayer News Network Global. Let them know that we are waiting for them. Amen. Let them know we're waiting. Let them know that we are waiting for them. Amen. Tell them that the VIP section is wide open. Amen. It's wide open. Waiting. Amen. Waiting for them to come on in to be a part. Amen. For those of you that are listening via radio, we just want to thank God for each of you. We thank the Lord for you. Amen. We bless God for you for coming out to share, to be a part of the Prayer News Network Global. Amen. Over 34 countries and growing. And we thank God for you coming out because we realize that there's so much more that you could be doing, but you have elected to come and be a part, amen, of this broadcast on tonight and every night. So we thank God for your patience, for your listening ear. Amen, Jesus. We do pray that you are being blessed. And as you're being blessed, we do pray that you're telling others, amen, about the Prayer News Network Global. Because, listen, people of God, we don't want to keep it to ourselves. Amen. When you have something good, 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 you just want to share. Amen. Glory be to God. So we thank God for you. We thank God for each and every one of you on tonight. Amen. We thank you for sharing. Glory to God, even as you're sharing, amen, we thank God, amen, we see you coming on in, coming on in, coming on in. Thank God for you for coming on in, amen. God bless you, God bless you, thank God for you, amen. Thank the Lord for you, thank you, thank you for sharing, amen, as you're coming in. We are just so grateful to the Lord, amen. For any of our new listeners, we just want to say, we just want to let you know that this is a recorded broadcast and that you can get a copy of the broadcast. It's absolutely free. It doesn't cost you anything. Amen. Glory be to God. We just ask that you share it with somebody. Amen. Glory to God. It comes freely. Amen. We give it freely. Glory be to God. Amen. Listen, people of God, we're all about souls. We're all about souls. Amen. Jesus, as Minister Emmanuel says, amen, so rightly says, glory to God, this is really a church without walls, amen. It is an outreach ministry, and we are reaching, reaching, reaching. We are reaching to the nations. We're reaching to the world because it's the Lord's vision that, amen, no one would perish, but that all would come to repentance, and that's what we're here, amen, doing. We're out here trying to get this word out, amen, that souls can be saved. Glory be to God. We realize that there are souls that are being touched. Glory to God. We believe by faith there are souls that are being saved, even on the radio broadcast that have not dialed in to make their confession. Amen, Jesus. But we believe, God, by faith that, amen, glory be to God, souls are being saved by the hundreds, by the thousands. Amen, Jesus, by the millions, by the billions, we claiming them. Amen, just as sure as they're hearing this word, glory be to God, we believe that there's a conversion taking place. Amen, there is a conversion, there is a new birth taking place, glory to God. Amen, listen, we wouldn't be here if we didn't believe that. Amen, we don't have to see it, glory to God, but we believe it, we discern to know it by spirit that it is taking place. Amen. God is saving his people. Somebody is hearing the voice of the Lord. Somebody is hearing the voice of the Lord. Amen. Somebody's being changed. Somebody's being transformed. Glory to God. Even as we speak, even over these airways, glory to God, we believe that the Holy Ghost is doing a work in the midst of his people. Amen. Glory to God. We're just grateful. We're just grateful to be part of what the Lord is doing. Amen. We are so grateful to be a part of his plan, his purpose that he has designed, that he has erected in the earth. We are grateful to be a part of it. We're humbled. We're humbled to be a part of it. Amen. Glory to God. So those that are listening on tonight via Facebook, amen, via our Facebook Live platform, glory be to God. Amen. We want to say welcome and thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Those that are not able to get in or those that are not able to call in, or if you know people that are not able to call in, let them know that they can simply go out to our Facebook page, the Prayer News Network Global, PNN, Prayer News Network. Amen. They can go out. They can click, amen, Jesus, on our logo, and they are able to simply listen even as we're broadcasting. I just love, amen, the means and the way and the manner for which the Lord has given us that we can get this word out. And people of God, we're trying to maximize. We're trying to maximize, amen. Glory be to God. We're looking for, amen, those, amen, that may be tech savvy, amen, Jesus, to help us to get this word out, to help us to continue to connect, to help us to continue to expand these borders. We are looking for technical people, amen, people that, amen, has that open edge, that extra edge on technology of how we can help to continue to get this word out and to maximize, amen, on these means so that we can reach more people, amen. Glory to God. It's not about a numbers game for us, amen, but it is about reaching the souls. Glory be to God. That's what we're excited about, reaching the souls. And we thank God for each of you, amen, whether you're listening by dialing into the broadcast or by radio or by Facebook, amen. We thank God for you tonight, and we say welcome, 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 welcome to our international listeners, amen. Glory be to God, no matter where you're calling from, amen, or listening in, amen, whether you're listening from Spain or Madagascar, amen, we know, amen, that you're tapping in. We said thank you. Those that are listening, amen, in Africa, we said thank you on tonight. Those that are listening, amen, Jesus, Bermuda, we thank God for you. Those that are listening, amen, by way of Jamaica, we thank God for you. Thank you for chiming in. Those that are listening via the UK, we thank God for you. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Thank you for taking the time out to come and to be with us as we're broadcasting. Amen. Glory to God. Again, we even say unto you, go ahead and send, amen, a message out, or let your neighbor know. Amen. Let your neighbor know, your friend. Glory to God. Is Evangelist Bonds always say, even, amen, let your enemies know. Glory to God that the Prayer News Network Global is here. We're broadcasting live. Amen. Perhaps they'll hear a word that will change their lives. People of God, one word from the Lord can change your life forever. Amen, Jesus. If you hear the voice of the Lord, we have these anointed speakers that are coming to this line. Glory to God. But we do pray, we believe, God, that you, amen, Jesus, will hear the voice of the Lord in the person of the people that God is sending to this line to deliver the word. Amen. So we thank God for you. We bless the Lord for you. Amen. We bless God for each and every one of you on tonight. Amen. God bless you. Glory to God. Just want to thank God for my leaders on tonight. Glory to God, because we always know, people of God, amen, that the anointing flows down. It doesn't flow up. Amen. And we thank God for these anointed leaders. Amen, Jesus. Glory to God, that are standing firm in the earth, that stood firm in the earth, glory to God, holding forth the word of this gospel, this liberating word, glory to God, this word that is setting captives free. We thank the Lord, amen, Jesus, for them. We're thanking the Lord, amen, Jesus, for the stand for holiness, glory to God, that they've held in the earth, glory be to God. We thank the Lord for it, amen, establishing, amen, holding the pattern that the Lord has already established in the earth. Amen. So we thank the Lord. We bless the Lord on tonight. Amen. For, amen, again, our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, We thank the Lord for him. We thank the Lord tonight, people of God. Amen. For, amen, my leader, amen, Jesus, our celestial intercessor, the late apostle, Dr. S.B. James, that has, amen, already transitioned. Amen. Glory be to God. Don't want to be with the Lord, but he has left the work. He has left, amen, a pattern, a legacy in the earth. Glory be to God. And people of God, we're not traveling around the world stretching tents. Amen. Glory to God. But here we are, amen, trying to stretch forth this word via these radio lines. Amen. Glory to God. Trying to get the word out to the people that somebody would hear and that somebody would be saved. Amen. Glory to God. I just thank God on tonight. Amen, Jesus, for Apostle. Amen, Jesus, Samuel Huggins James. On tonight, glory to God, he is our senior apostle. Thanking the Lord for him. Thanking the Lord tonight for our presiding bishop, Bishop K.A. Tina. Amen. Thanking God for my pastor tonight. Amen, Jesus. Glory be to God. Amen, Apostle D.G. Taylor, Sr. Thanking the Lord tonight, amen, for the first lady of the ministry, Mother Carrie Jane. Amen, the first family. Thanking the Lord tonight for the women of God that stand by the side of these men of God. Amen, Jesus, representative of the church. Amen, the bride. Amen, the women of God. Amen, Jesus, that help to hold these men of God. Amen, to help them hold in their places. Amen, to carry forth the work in the earth. Amen, we thank God tonight for our advisors on tonight, each and every one of them. We bless the Lord. We thank the Lord for our advisors, each and every one of them, holding their space and place here on the Prayer News Network Global. We thank God for them. Amen, Jesus. They are maintaining. They are holding on, people of God. Amen, Jesus. They are representing, amen, the Prayer News Network in the earth. Thanking God tonight, amen, for our prayer warriors that the Lord has raised up. We're thanking the Lord tonight for the prayer warriors that are yet to be raised up. Amen. We thank God on tonight, people. The Lord is doing a work. The Lord is doing a work in the earth. The Lord is doing a work in us. Amen. Glory be to God, each and every one of us. And there's yet room, amen, for the Lord truly has need of thee. Amen. Glory be to God. So we thank God for what he's doing. Amen. We bless the Lord on tonight. We bless him. We glorify him. We magnify him. Amen, Jesus. We just, amen, Lord God. Amen. We just exalt his name on tonight. Amen. Glory to God. When I think of the goodness of Jesus and all that he did for me, glory to God. When I look around, glory be to God. As the song says, all of my good days outweigh my weary days. Glory be to God, and I won't complain. Amen. I won't complain, people of God. Amen, Jesus. The Lord has been good to us. Amen. Life could be so much different. Amen. It could be so much worse. Glory to God. But here we are, somewhat in this place, in one mind, in one heart, in one spirit. Glory be to God. We got a mind to serve God. Amen, and that's enough to give him thanks for. Amen, glory be to God. Amen, glory to God. So we give God thanks. We give God praise on tonight. Amen, Jesus. We're excited for what God is about to do. Truly, he's about to do, amen, a great work that he has already begun. It's about to be manifested. So we bless the Lord on tonight for the manifestation of the work of God. Amen, for the power of God, for the word of God. We bless the Lord on tonight. Amen. We bless the Lord on tonight. Would you bless the Lord with me on tonight? Glory be to God. I don't know about you, people of God, but I just feel a praise down on the inside. I just feel a praise way down in my sanctified soul. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Amen. I just hear joy bells. Amen. Glory to God. Sometimes you just get excited. You don't know why you're excited. You just start feeling. Amen, Jesus. As the song said, I got a feeling that everything is going to be all right. Amen. I just got a feeling. Glory to God. My spirit, amen, is perceiving it. Glory to God that everything is going to be all right. Amen. How do I feel that it's going to be all right? Because it already is. all right. Amen. It is. Amen. Glory be to God. The word of God said he, the Lord God, he establishes the end before the beginning. Amen. So I'm feeling the end of the matter. Amen. That it's already all right. Glory to God. As we walk out the process, I'm feeling it already all right. Amen. That's the feeling that I have. Amen. Way down on the inside. And I'm excited. People of God, again, go ahead and invite someone to come on out and be a part on tonight. Glory be to God. Amen. Go ahead and invite. Amen. On tonight. Invite on tonight. Amen. Glory be to God. And tonight, people of God, we want you, glory to God, to come on. Amen. Hallelujah. There's this song that come on, people. Let's get together and let's lift up Jesus. Oh, come on, people. Let's get together and let's lift up Jesus. Come on, people. Let's get together and lift up Jesus. For he said, if I'll be lifted up from the earth, I'll draw all men unto me. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Come on, let's lift him up.
The recording has started.
God, come on, let's lift him up on tonight. Come on, let's lift him up on tonight. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Come on and let's lift him up on tonight. Hallelujah. Glory be to God right where you are. Come on, let's lift him up tonight. Let's lift up the name of the Lord on tonight. Let's give the Lord a praise. Hey, let's give the Lord a praise on tonight. Let's give him a praise. Hallelujah. Glory be to God right where you are. Glory to God. Let the glory of the Lord, let the glory of the Lord rise upon you. Let the glory of the Lord rest upon you. Glory to God as you begin to praise him, as you begin to glorify him, as you begin to honor him. Hallelujah. As you begin to just love on him tonight. Come on, people. Come on and lift him up. Lift him up on tonight. Lift him up on tonight. Glory be to God. Come on and put on the garment of praise. Amen. You may, glory be to God, be going through something in this hour. Glory be to God. But come on and put on the garment of praise. Here we are together. Glory to God on one accord. Put on praise on tonight. Come on and put on praise on tonight. Come on and lift him on tonight. Glory be to God. Come on and lift him on tonight. Hallelujah. Yay, God of Ahaya. Glory to God. Come on and lift him up on tonight. Come on and glorify him. Come on and glorify him with everything within you. Hey, God, hallelujah. Bless the Lord. Bless the Lord, oh my soul, and all that is within me. Glory to God. Come on and let's bless his holy name on tonight. Glory to God. Let's bless him. Amen. Let's bless him. Let's bless him. Let's bless him on tonight. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Glory. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Come on, people of God. Come on, people of God. Hallelujah. Come on, press in unto him on the night. Come on and press in unto him on tonight. Glory be to God. Come on and light the atmosphere. Light the atmosphere. Glory be to God. Charge the atmosphere on tonight. Glory be to God. Come on, people of God. Do it with your praise on tonight. Do it with your praise on tonight. God, hallelujah. Glory to God, hallelujah. Glory to God, hallelujah. Father, we bless you tonight. Hallelujah. Come on and bless him. Hallelujah, Father, we bless you tonight. We bless you tonight. Father, we bless you tonight because you're worthy. We bless you tonight. Glory be to God. We bless you tonight. Hallelujah. Glory to God. We bless you tonight because you are God. And besides you, there is none other. And we bless you on tonight. We bless you on tonight. Glory to God. With everything that is within us, we bless you on tonight. We bless your precious name. We bless your name, Jesus. We bless your name on tonight. We bless your name on tonight. Glory to God. We worship you tonight. We adore you on Shekabaha. We adore you on tonight. Hallelujah. For there's none like you. There's none like you. Glory to God. Throughout all the earth, there's none like you. And we come tonight. Hallelujah. We come on tonight. We hallow this place. Glory be to God. We hallow this place on tonight. We hallow this place. Glory to God. We hallow
Father tonight. We adore you on tonight, oh God, in our table, in the precious name of Jesus. Oh God, we're asking you tonight. We're asking you to look upon us tonight. Look upon us. Look upon your people tonight. Wherever we are, glory to God, all over the land, all over the land. Right now, Father, as the praise are going forth, as the praise are going forth, cause there to be unity on tonight, unity of spirit on tonight, unity of mind on tonight, in the name of Jesus. Father, we're asking you to move tonight. We're asking you to move by your spirit. Move by your anointing on tonight. Oh, God, cause there to be unity. Oh, God, I'll send that fire. In the name of Jesus, I'm going to be unity on tonight across the land, oh God, across the earth, our summer. In the name of Jesus, oh Father, and do what you will on the night. We ask you that you have your way. Have your way in the midst of us. Have your way, glory to God. Have your ways in the aisles of the sea. How you ever say, God, have your way on tonight, oh God, in the Middle East. Have your way in the north and in the south, oh God, in the precious name of Jesus. Have your way in the west on tonight. Glory be to God all over the land. In the name of Jesus. Oh, glory be to God. This people on tonight. This people on tonight that you call to this line. Glory be to God. We're asking you. We're asking you to sanctify us so tonight. Sanctify us, glory to God. Sanctify us for your righteous cause. In the name of Jesus. Sanctify us, Amoshe. In the name of our Savior, God. In the name of our Savior. Glory to God. Sanctify us tonight. Sanctify us and make us whole. Sanctify us and make us pure. Sanctify us, oh God, in our precious name, Jesus. Father, everything is not like thee. Father, everything, oh God, cause the fire, oh God, of your anointing, cause it to rest upon us, cause it to sit upon us. Oh, glory to God, and burn out everything. Everything that's not of you. Everything that's not like you. Father, we want to be made on tonight. We want to be made on tonight more like you. We want to be like you, Father, in the precious name of Jesus. And we're asking you to have your way on tonight. Have your way. Have your way. Let us not leave this line, oh God, the same way that we came. Oh God, because your will and your desire cause it to be exacted in us on tonight. In the name of Jesus. In that precious name, oh God, we're asking you to do it tonight. And do it tonight, in the name of Jesus. Father, we ask you to lead us tonight. We ask you that you guide us tonight. Each and every one of us, every listener on tonight, lead us and guide us on tonight. Father, for you see the desires of the hearts of your people. We ask you that you would move upon the altar, move upon the desires, move, glory be to God, upon the petitions, oh God, upon the altars on tonight. Father, move by your spirit in the name of Jesus. Father, we're asking you all tonight to lift tonight. Lift your people. Lift your people on tonight. Lift your people on tonight. Oh, glory be our God. Hey, Satan. In the name of Jesus, move by your spirit. Move by your trust anointing on tonight. Oh, glory be to God. We're asking you this night, oh God, Father, that you would open doors for your people. We're asking you to vindicate. Vindicate your people. Vindicate the righteous on tonight. Father, for the mighty Yeshua. Oh, God, by your word. Oh, God, you say that righteousness exalts the nation. Father, we're asking that you look upon us tonight. Look upon this nation. Look upon every righteous nation on tonight. Father, we're asking that you move by your spirit, move by your precious anointing in the head, God, Yabasaya, in the name of Jesus. Father, we're asking you on tonight. We're asking that you do a new thing. Do a new thing among us, oh God. Father, that you will sharpen us on tonight. Sharpen us and quicken us on tonight in the precious name of Jesus. We're asking you on tonight, oh God. Oh, glory to God. Oh, Oh, God, open the eyes of your people. Open the ears of your people. In the precious name, Jesus, we pray. Glory be to God. Father, tonight, Father, we're asking that you heal tonight. Heal by your spirit. Heal. Heal all tonight. Father, heal in every situation, in every broken situation, Father. We're asking that you would heal the broken places. Oh, glory to God, whether it be the body, the mind, the soul, the spirit. Heal on tonight. Oh, God, for you are the restorer. We ask you to do it tonight. Do it tonight. Do it tonight. Father, for we know that there's nothing too hard for you. Oh, God, you're able to do exceeding abundant. Oh, God, abundantly above all that we can ask or think. Father, do it on tonight. Father, do it. Hey, God, I'm a higher. Do it on tonight. Hey, I'm a higher. Father, we're asking that you will save on tonight. We're asking that you will save your people tonight. Save tonight. Glory be to God. Your people that sit in darkness. Oh, God, for you are the light. You are the light. Cause the eyes. Oh, God, cause the mind to all be open. Oh, God, to your move. Cause the people. Oh, God, to see and to know. Oh, God, even the signs of the times. On tonight, Father, we're asking that you would do a new thing again. Oh, Father, do a new thing in the midst of us. Father, move by your spirit. Glory to God. Father, we say, God, Father, we're asking that you move on tonight. Oh, God, quicken someone tonight. Glory to God for desiring to have a closer walk with you. Quicken on tonight. Quicken. Quicken on tonight. Yes, God, quicken on tonight in the name of Jesus. Father, for you are Jehovah Jireh. Father, you are our provider. Father, we're asking you to move in provision on tonight. Move in provision on tonight. Glory be to God. Cause your people to die. Oh, Abba, say, God, cause your people, glory be to God, to be adorned. Cause your people to walk in wisdom. Oh, God, to walk in understanding. Glory, God, in the precious name of Jesus. Father, move by your spirit. Move by your choice anointing. Father, move in peace on tonight. Glory to God. Someone needs peace on tonight. Peace in their mind. Don't know what. Do. Glory to God. Don't know which way to go. Oh, ho, ho, ho. Father, but we're asking for your peace tonight, for your peace to rest upon your people. Rest in the minds of your people. Rest in the hearts of your people. Give your people sweet sleep, oh God. In the precious name of Jesus. Father, do it tonight. Do it tonight. Oh, God, break the bands of wickedness. Break the bands, oh, God, that come to trouble your people. Break the bands of the enemy tonight. In the name of Jesus, Father, do it tonight. Hey, God, Father, do it tonight. In the precious name of Jesus, Father, give somebody a speedy blessing. Move speedily for someone on tonight. Move, oh, glory to God. Move, oh, God, to that man, for that man, that woman, oh, God, that boy, that girl that has been calling unto you. Father, move speedily tonight. Move speedily tonight, oh, God, and we thank you. We thank you for doing it. We glorify you. We magnify you. We thank you for your saving grace. Father, save your people tonight. Save your people from destruction. Save your people from their sin. Save your people on tonight. Cause them to know. Cause them to understand truth. Absolute, oh, God, in the name of, God, in the name of Jesus. Cause their eyes to come open. Cause their hearts to be pricked. Oh, God, that, glory, Messiah. Oh, God, that you are the way. You're the light. Cause them to know. Cause them to see. Oh, God, none can come except your call. Father, we ask that you call, but open the ears of your people. Open the eyes of your people. Cause them to see the great love that you have. Oh, God, that you've already shed upon the hearts of many. Oh, God, but that you're yet loving. Oh, God, you're yet calling and yet calling your people. Father, we give you thanks. We give you praise on tonight. We thank you tonight. We thank you for healing. We thank you for delivering. We thank you for setting captives free. Father, we give you praise. We give you thanks. We give you honor. We give you glory on tonight. We thank you for what you've done. We thank you for what you're about to do. We thank you for your manifestation. We thank you for your power. We thank you for anointing your speaker on tonight. We thank you on tonight for anointing the woman of God. We thank you on tonight for your power. We thank you for the stirring on tonight. We thank you for your glory, oh God, that you set, oh God, that you've already set. We thank you tonight. We thank you. We bless you. We honor, we glorify you on tonight, Father. Now cover, shield her, oh God, in your precious name. Send forth your word that's already blessed. Send your word, oh, glory to God. Do what you will in the midst of us. Throw your weight around. Glory to God. Cause your glory, oh God, to fall upon us in great measure. And for this, we give you thanks. We give you praise, covering that you will shield us, each and every one. We bind the hand of the enemy. We bring his very works to naught. Father, we thank you now. We thank you for your great love wherewith you shed upon us. We thank you tonight. We thank you. Glory to God. We thank you in advance. Oh, God, we thank you tonight. Hey, God, in thy precious name. We thank you, glory to God, for those that have lost loved ones. We're thanking you tonight, oh, God, for causing there to be lifting of the heart. Father, I bless you tonight. We thank you tonight. Glory to God for your lifting, for your spirit of comfort that rests upon each and every one. And, Father, for this we give you thanks. We give you praise. We give you honor. We give you glory in thy precious name, Jesus, tonight. Amen, amen, amen. And God bless you. God bless you. God bless you, people of God. God bless you on tonight. Amen. I'm excited. Hallelujah. Yes, yes, yes. Excited on tonight, amen, for what God is about to do. Amen, Jesus. And tonight, glory to God, we are so excited. Amen, Jesus. Amen. We have, amen, a woman of God that is, amen, ready, prepared, amen, to bless the platform. Amen. But before she comes, amen, we're going to have a solo. Amen, Jesus. Amen. Glory to God. Amen. One of the, amen, new converts, amen, that gave her life to the Lord here on the Prayer News Network, and she is remaining, and God is doing great things in her life, amen. He has blessed her, he has touched her, amen, Jesus, and he's yet blessing her, amen. We give God thanks for her, amen, Jesus. She's going to come, amen, and grace us with the solo, and then right after, glory to God, amen, we're going to yield the platform, amen, to our co-host on tonight to introduce our speaker, amen, Jesus, Minister Emmanuel Holmes, amen. God bless on tonight, amen, Sister Clarissa Lowe Johnson, amen. God bless you, my sister.
Praise God.
Praise the Lord.
Praise God. This song has been on my spirit all week, and when I sing it, you know, the Lord knows what I'm singing, and I don't really know the song, so, you know, take all mistakes for love, but it's because it's been on my spirit, I would like to sing it.
Yeah.
Though the storm raging in my life, and sometimes it's hard to tell the night from day. Still there's hope that lies within, it reassures you. As I keep mine eyes upon the distant shore, I know he'll lead me safely to that blessed place. He has prepared, but if the storm don't cease, and if the wind keeps blowing in my life, my soul has been anchored in the Lord. Though the storm keeps on raging in my life,
And sometimes it's hard to tell the night from day. Still there's hope that lies within, it reassures as I keep mine eyes upon the distant shore. I know he'll lead me safely to that blessed place he has prepared. But if the storm don't cease, and if the wind keeps blowing in my life, my soul has been anchored. The Lord, ooh, I realize that sometime in this life we're gonna be tossed by the waves and the currents that seem so fierce, but by the word of God, I've got an anchor, and it keeps me steadfast. And the move above is quite a sight. My soul is anchored in the Lord. Praise God.
Beautiful, beautiful, beautiful. Amen, Jesus. That is one of my favorite songs. Amen, Jesus. My soul, glory be to God, is anchored. Amen, in the Lord. People of God, there's so much going on in the earth. Glory be to God in this day and in this time. Amen, Jesus. We better be anchored in the Lord. Amen, Jesus. The winds are blowing. The billows are blowing. Glory be to God. Amen. The winds are strong. Glory be to God. We have got to be anchored. We have got to be anchored in the Lord. Amen. God bless you on tonight. God bless you, Sister Clarissa. Amen. Amen. Again, that is certainly, amen, one of my favorite songs. Amen. Glory be to God. God bless you on tonight. Amen, Jesus. We're excited. We're excited. Excited on tonight. Amen, Jesus. Glory be to God. And tonight, amen, Jesus, we're ready for our introduction. Amen. Glory be to God. And we're going to ask our co-host on tonight. Glory be to God. Amen. One of our co-hosts, Minister Evangelist, preaching man of God. Amen. Minister Emmanuel Holmes, if you would come and introduce, amen, the speaker on tonight. God bless you. Amen, Minister Emmanuel. Amen, Jesus. Glory be to God. Amen, Jesus. Doesn't look like we're able to get him over on the broadcast side on tonight. Amen, Jesus. But we're so excited, people of God. Amen. Again, we're excited for our speaker on tonight. Amen, Jesus. Glory to God. She's not graced the platform in this wise. Amen, Jesus. But we have, amen, heard her, amen, come forth here on the Prayer News Network. Amen. She is a, amen, Jesus, faithful listener. Amen. We're so excited. We're excited, amen, to finally get her. She's a busy, busy woman. Amen. Busy in the natural, busy in the spirit. But we thank the Lord, amen, Jesus, that she's gracing us on tonight. Amen. As God's servant. Glory be to God. She is the sister, amen, Jesus, of our co-host on tonight, Minister Emmanuel Holmes. Amen. We're so grateful. Amen. She loves the Lord, people of God. She loves the Lord. She is an evangelist. Glory to God. She is a traveling evangelist. Amen, Jesus. I believe we heard a little of her testimony before. Amen. In her travels. Glory be to God. But people of God, listen, we're just going to get out of the way on tonight. Amen, Jesus. She's coming to us by way of Athens, Georgia. Glory be to God. Amen, Jesus. We're going to let the Holy Ghost, amen, introduce her amen, in the person, amen. Glory be to God on tonight, coming to us from Christian Missionary Church of Revival there in Athens, Georgia. Again, I say she is an evangelist. Glory be to God. People of God, we want you tonight, amen, Jesus, to join us and welcome tonight, amen, Evangelist Carmen Hampton, amen. Come on, let's welcome her to the platform tonight, amen, Evangelist. Glory be to God. If you will, just press *6. Press *6 and grace the platform for us on tonight. Press *6. Amen. Glory be to God. Just press *6. Glory to God, and you should be able to come on over. Amen. Amen. Glory to God. Just press *6. Glory be to God. Press *6. Amen. Glory be to God. Let's see if we're
praise God. Praise God. Praise God. Do you hear me tonight?
Praise the Lord. God bless you, woman of God. You have the platform.
Greetings in the name of Jesus. We honor our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, from whom all blessings flow. I give honor to my pastor, Pastor Mora, Nuria Mora, and I'm in the Christian Missionary Church of Revival in Athens, Georgia. I praise God because God is good and God is real. We honor the woman of God, the founder and the visionary of this great ministry, Evangelist Bradley. And I want to acknowledge all the advisors and everyone that partakes in this ministry. And we thank God because God is God and God is real. There is no other God besides him. I thank God because one day I got washed in the blood of Jesus, sanctified in the truth, and filled with the precious Holy Ghost, and that with fire. I have a do right mind and a mind to go forward in the Lord. I greet each and every one of you in the name of Jesus. Thank you for being under the sound of my voice, and I just come forth in the power of the Holy Ghost as the Holy Ghost leads. I thank God because Evangelist Bradley already tapped into, praise God, hitting on something that the Lord had already given me tonight for the word. And I see that as a confirmation of what the Lord has given me on tonight. I have several scriptures, but I'm going to just toss them out like little bullets. If you can catch me, catch me. I know the time is not long, and I'm not going to try to take all night. But the main scripture we're going to come from tonight is in Exodus, the 3rd chapter and the 14th verse. And praise God, the topic for tonight is God's declaration. We're just going to just briefly just say a word of prayer that the Lord will bless his word. God, we grace your presence right now. We thank you for the victory through the precious blood of Jesus. We thank you, oh God, that you're able to use me as your servant, God. I come before you as an empty vase, Lord, needing to be filled, Lord. Fill each of our hearts and our minds. Touch somebody's soul tonight, God. Save, heal, and deliver. In the name of Jesus, set the captives free, God. Loose, oh God, them that are bound up, God, save and deliver in Jesus' name. Oh, God, let your word go out in power demonstration. Let it shoot the target that you have destined. In the name of Jesus, we know that you're able to work a miracle in somebody's life. In Jesus' precious name we pray. Amen. I just need to sing a little portion of this song, just one verse perhaps. Kind of get some of the butterflies down. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Let the church say amen. Let the church say amen. God has spoken. Let the church say amen. Let the church say amen. Let the church say amen. God has spoken. Let the church say amen. Praise the Lord, praise the Lord, praise the Lord. Right where you are, give him some praise. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. The God we serve is worthy to be praised. He is worthy of all our praise. Thank God for the song that the young lady sung, because truly my soul has been anchored in the Lord. And also that's one of my favorites as well. Praise God, because when the Lord saved me, sanctified me, and filled me with the Holy Ghost, glory to God, when you study in the Word, live the Word of God, walk and talk in the Word, your soul will get anchored in the Lord. Tonight, we're going to talk about God's declaration. Sorry, I didn't get to hear my brother Emmanuel on tonight. Hope everything is all right, but we count it done that everything is all right in the name of Jesus. Praise God. In Exodus, the third chapter in the 14th verse, I'm just going to read that very first part, which we will say 14a. And God said unto Moses, I am that I am. I'm going to say that again. And God said unto Moses, I am that I am. Praise God. We're going to go a whole different direction. Praise God. The Lord has given me something unique and different. Praise God. But I just want to give a little background. The Lord gave this to Moses, praise God. It was during the time of his the burning bush. And when he saw the bush burning, but it wasn't burning up. Well, you know that'll get your attention. So God got Moses' attention through that burning bush. And God saw that his people that were in bondage were crying out to him. Glory to God. And when you cry out to God, he will answer. First of all, I will say he will hear and he will answer your cry. Hallelujah, Jesus. Sometimes it might feel like he's not listening. Sometimes it may feel like he don't hear your cry. But God hears and answers our cry. And the children of Israel were crying out before God so that they could be delivered. So God saw Moses and he knew that he was going to use him. Because just like the evangelist tapped into what a little bit of what I'm going to say tonight, glory to God. God, hallelujah, takes the end and he uses it to the beginning. He just, I like to say sometimes he works, it seems like he works backwards. But God works the way he wants to work. But in our carnal flesh, it looks backwards because he takes the end, glory to God, the former things, hallelujah, and declares the end from the beginning. Praise God, meaning that the end has already been stated. It's already been recognized. In his eyes, it's already been done and taken care of. So he already knew that he was going to use Moses to bring the children out of Egypt. And he caught Moses' attention. Praise God, and Moses began to say, I can't talk. And I got this impediment of speech. But praise God. God only gave him a few words to say. Five words. I am that I am. Glory to God. Mainly, I'm going to be in the book of Isaiah. And I'm just going to bounce around in the book of Isaiah here and there briefly if I can. But in this text tonight that the Lord has given me, God's declaration. Hallelujah. I have some bullets that we're going to go from. Talking about, first of all, God's identity, his actions, health, comfort, prosperity, and salvation. Glory to God. It seems like a lot. It may be a lot, but I'm going to try to condense it as much as I possibly can. Because I tell you, God was giving me this word. I was so excited about it. I'll tell you, I was like, whew. Oh, I'm telling you, the longer it took me to come on, the more nervous I got. But I began to tap into the presence of God as the prayer went forth, and knowing that God had already given me confirmation, I was pacing this floor. I tell you, I probably already rubbed some of the carpet down. But praise God, I thank God for his spirit, for his power, and for his confirmation. The word declaration means an explicit statement. It says a lot of other things in the dictionary, but that's the part that stands out with me. An explicit statement, meaning a very clear statement. And God here, he makes himself known. He identifies himself, and he says, I am that I am. In the book of Isaiah 42:8, he declares, I am the Lord. That is my name. My glory will I not give to another, neither my praise to graven images. Glory to God. God is making himself clear who he is. Because when we know that we're following God, then you know you're following somebody that's strong and mighty, mighty in battle. Somebody that will be there for you, will stand there for you, and will fight for you. Hallelujah. And I noticed that in the scripture texts that the Lord has given me on tonight, each one of these, just about God, he makes us, he identifies himself before he declares what he's going to declare. In the book of Isaiah 43:11, he says, I am the Lord, and beside me there is no Savior. Glory to God. There's nobody like the Lord. It doesn't matter who you choose to try to serve. You can serve Buddha or the apostles or whoever, but there is no God like our God Jehovah. Hallelujah. There is none like our Savior. He's the only one that can save, heal, deliver, and set the captives free. Glory to God. He tells us that before me there was no God, and there is none after him. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Neither shall there be any after me. Glory to God. It don't matter, hallelujah, whom you choose to serve. Choose ye this day whom you will serve. Hallelujah. Because we serve the true and the living God. Hallelujah. In the book of 44, chapter in the 6th verse, he began to say, I am the first. I am the last. And besides me, there is no God. Glory to God. See, right there, he continues to identify himself. He continues to make that explicit statement of who he is. Hallelujah. He's letting us know that he is God from the beginning. He's God at the end. And he's just God all around. Hallelujah. The 8th verse began to say, is there a God beside me? And he answered himself and he said, yea, there is no God. Meaning like, huh? No, there is no other God. There's no other God besides thee. Hallelujah. In the 48th chapter, glory to God, in the 12th verse, when he already made his declaration, hallelujah, he began to tell us, I am the first, I am the last. He said, my hand has also laid the foundation of the earth, and my right hand has spanned the heavens. Glory to God. Which among them hath declared these things? Praise our God. One thing about God, hallelujah, he stood and he stands to acknowledge who he is. And when we come to Christ, glory to God, we have to acknowledge who we are. I've been saved through the blood of Jesus, sanctified through the truth, glory to God, filled with the precious Holy Ghost, hallelujah, with a mind to go further in the Lord, to go all the way in the Lord. Hallelujah. He also begins to let us know in chapter 55, verse 11. He says, so shall my word go forth out of my mouth. It shall not turn unto me void, but it shall accomplish to that I please. Hallelujah. It shall prosper in the thing whereto I sent it. Hallelujah. When God identifying himself, he's identifying who he is, but he's also letting us know that his actions will go forth and make an effect to where it's going. Glory be to God. The next bullet we're going to go to is to the bullet of actions. Glory to God, where God acknowledges the things that he's doing and what he can do and what he will do. Glory to God, in that same 42nd chapter, glory to God, at the 9th verse, he began to say, behold, the former things are come to pass, and the new things do I declare. Before they spring forth, glory to God, I will show you them. I will tell you of them. Hallelujah, Jesus. You know how sometimes you might have a dream. You might be sleeping in your bed, and you might have a dream in the night. You might be sitting on the couch and have an open vision. Glory to God. God is letting us know that before I tell you of them, before I tell you what's going to come, before I tell you what's about to happen, glory to God, let me show you. Hallelujah. He loves us enough to give us a glimpse of what he has waiting for us. You know why? Because sometimes, glory to God, in the carnal flesh, you know how we like to say, oh, I can't believe that. Glory to God, when God has something coming, sometimes we feel as though we can't believe it. So God is letting us know, before I tell you of it, I'm going to show it to you. Glory to God, because he's letting us get a glimpse of what's coming ahead. It doesn't always mean it's going to come that next hour, that next week, or maybe even that next month. But one thing about it, if God tells you about it, if he shows you about it, you can stand on the fact that it's going to happen. It's going to come. Glory, hallelujah. He said, I declare unto you the former things that have come to pass. Hallelujah. The new things I do declare. Hallelujah. When God speak a thing over your life, glory to God, it shall come to pass. One thing about it, we can stand on God's word, knowing that his word will not turn void. Glory to God. It cannot. His words cannot fall to the ground. Hallelujah. In the ninth verse of the 46th chapter, glory to God, he began to say, I am God, and there's none like me, declaring the end from the beginning. Glory to God. This is what the evangelist tapped on in her prayer. Hallelujah. Glory to God. That the Lord will declare the end from the beginning. Glory to God. He has our life already predestinated. He has our life already mapped out. Glory to God. And, you know, we can follow his path, but it's the enemy's job to try to get us off course. And if he can get us off course, glory to God, that's where he can make us mess up. Hallelujah. Lose our track. Lose our way. Makes me think of the hound dogs. My dad used to go hunting, and he had those hound dogs. And I never went out with him, but I always listened to his stories. Glory to God, how the hound dog will be on a trail of a scent of an animal that my dad would be hunting. Hallelujah. But then sometimes the brush can get so thick, hallelujah, until he loses the scent, hallelujah, of what he was chasing. And that's the way our course of life is. God has predestinated our life, Lord, our course of life, in the manner of which, praise God, it's already been predestinated. Hallelujah. Taking the end, hallelujah, declaring the end from the beginning. Glory to God, even so that when the enemy comes to distract us, glory to God, he makes us lose sight of the pathway of which God has already predestinated for us. Yes, sometimes we go off course. The Bible says we have all sinned and come short of the glory of God. But one thing about it, God's love is so merciful. is so strong. His hands are stretched out wide. Glory to God, ready to embrace us at every moment. And when he embraces us, glory to God, he gets us back on track. Hallelujah, through the word of God. Hallelujah, through prayer. Praise God. The word begins to tell us that thy word is a lamp unto my feet and it's a light unto my path. Meaning that God loves us enough to even light our pathway. Glory to God, to get to the end, to what God has waiting for us. Hallelujah. When we learn to follow after God, glory to God, that's when we can say everything will be all right. It's when we get off course, glory to God, that the obstacles that come before us seem kind of hard to get around. Hallelujah. But when you fast and pray, the Bible tells us these things come by fasting and praying. Praise God, our faith, prayer, and our faith will move the mountain. Hallelujah. When we go before God, hallelujah, there's nothing that he won't do for his children. Praise the name of Jesus. He began to tell us, oh God, in the 48th chapter and about the third verse, he says, I have declared the former things from the beginning, and they went forth out of my mouth. I showed them, and I did them suddenly, and they came to pass. Praise God. In the fifth verse, it says, I have even from the beginning declared it to thee. Before it came to pass, I showed it thee. Hallelujah. Meaning just what I had just said. Glory to God that God had already prepared the end, praise God, of our life from the beginning. Hallelujah. There's a thing that we have in the hospital, excuse me, praise God, that when we're charting, hallelujah, and when we're admitting the patient, praise God, we already have to do the discharge information. We have to put in the discharge information at the beginning. When you get ready to leave this hospital, how will you be able to go? Are you going to have a ride, or will we need to prepare a ride for you? See, that's the type of thing that God has done. Praise God, our life, hallelujah, already being predestinated. Glory to God. Praise God, our end has already been mapped out from the beginning because God declared it over our life. He already predestinated to be so. And so even the situation that I'm talking about in the hospital, when we're getting the admission and asking all the questions, praise God, that was already asked in the ER, then you have to answer them again, hallelujah, in the department where with you were admitted to. Praise God, we already have to ask about the discharge. Praise God, what will take place, praise God, before you exit those doors. And one thing about God, he said, hallelujah, back to that third verse in the 48th chapter, I have declared the former things from the beginning, and they went forth out of my mouth. Praise God, whatever God says, it will be. Praise God, if God says no, praise God, it's going to be no. If God says yes, it's going to be yes. It don't matter what the doctors say. It don't matter what the lawyers say. It don't matter what your boss may say. You may not get a raise, but if God says you're getting a raise because he knows it's already planned out in your life, you can stand on what God says. Hallelujah. I feel my help up in here today. Praise God. He said, I did them suddenly. Hallelujah. Meaning that when you've already prayed, praise God, way back when, hallelujah, Jesus, God already heard you, and he already answered your cry. Praise God Almighty, you can tell the Lord, I need a raise on the job. Hallelujah, God already done it. It may not happen that next week. It may not even happen at the time that you're going to get your evaluation. But one thing about it, when you have faith to believe God, and when you stand on what God says, glory to God, you can know that it's coming. Hallelujah, because he said, I did it suddenly, hallelujah, mean that it was already in the works and it's bound to come forth. One thing about it, hallelujah, we in the carnal flesh, we like things right now. Yes, truly, we serve a right now God, but it's right now according to God's plan. Right now, according to when God say it's time for that to take place. Hallelujah, Jesus. So our right now isn't God's right now, but sometimes he'll let it happen right now. Glory to God. He said, my ways are not your ways, neither are my thoughts your thoughts. For my ways are higher than your ways. Glory, hallelujah. Let me keep on moving because I feel the help of the Lord up in here tonight. Hallelujah, Jesus. And one thing about it, he told us in Jeremiah 29:11, praise God, I know the thoughts that I think towards you. Glory to God, thoughts of good and not evil. Hallelujah, thoughts of peace. Hallelujah, and not evil, to give you an expected end. Praise God, because he knows the end that he has already predestinated for you. Praise God, he wants us to, hallelujah, to walk in prosperity. Praise God, to walk in the newness of life, to walk in God's goodness and his grace and in his love. Hallelujah, but we got to go forth. Hallelujah, not let the enemy, praise God, distract our way. Oh, he's going to come, glory to God, because he want to slow us down. He want to get us off course. He want to make sure that we lose our way. But praise God Almighty, we serve a true and a loving and a merciful God, a God that will stand by us. Oh, hallelujah. A God that will be right there to hold us up. Praise God on every leaning side. A God that will pick us up when we have fallen down. A God that loves us enough to bring us back unto him. Glory to God. I heard a songwriter say, he makes all things new. Hallelujah. God will make all things new. Yes, he will. He will do a new thing in our life. Hallelujah. Praise God. In Isaiah 43:19, he began to say, behold, I will do a new thing. Now it shall spring forth. Shall ye not know it? I will even make a way in the wilderness and in the rivers of desert. Praise our God. Oh, hallelujah. He will do a new thing. Praise God. And he said it shall come to pass. It shall spring forward. Hallelujah. Shall ye not know it? You want to think about it, when God moves, you're going to know that he moves. When God says a thing, you're going to know that God said it. He already identified himself. He done showed his actions. Glory to God. Now, praise God, we're going to the health. Some of you might be sick in your body. Hallelujah. All you got to do is believe that God will heal. And I know you might say, I am believing. Praise our God. But one thing about it, God hears your cry. He hears the cry of his children. I'm not saying that you don't believe. Praise our God. Some people it takes a little bit more faith than others. And sometimes, some of it, praise God, some of us may have that faith the size of that mustard seed. But when we put our faith in action, God begins to move. Praise our God. In Isaiah, the 58th chapter, hallelujah, and in the 8th verse, he began to say, then shall thy light break forth as in the morning, and thy health shall spring forth speedily. Praise our God. I'm getting tongue twisted here, but that's all right. Praise God. I'm not going to take away from or add to the word of God. Then shall thy light break forth as the morning. Hallelujah. Thine health shall spring forth speedily. Glory to God. And the glory of the Lord shall be thy very reward. Praise our God. The righteousness of the Lord shall go before thee. Hallelujah. Even if you're sick, hallelujah, stand on God's word. Stand on his word, because his word shall not give away. Glory to God. In that 9th verse says, then shalt thou call, and the Lord shall answer. Thou shalt cry, and he shall say, here I am. Glory, hallelujah. You know what? He's not going to always, praise God, be audible to us when he say, here I am. But he's going to show up in action, glory to God. He's going to show up by doing, praise God, what it is you were crying out to him for. Glory to God, I've seen cancer being healed. Glory to God, I've seen the deaf, praise God, hear. Hallelujah, I've seen the blind eyes open as a young child. Glory to God. God began to work through my dad, and the miracles were performed, and I was a witness to him. Hallelujah. Seen the lame walk, glory to God. I've seen the dumb talk, glory, hallelujah. And the utmost, I've seen the dead come to life. Praise our God. This is no fabrication, glory to God. This is reality of what I've seen. Praise God. We had a church member, glory to God, when I was a young child, hallelujah, that had died, glory to God, and had gone into the hospital. Praise God. But by the time she was there, glory to God, she was DOA. Hallelujah. In hospital terms, that's considered dead arrival. Glory be to God. And my father went up there in the power of the Holy Ghost and began to pray for her. Glory to God. We didn't know what God was going to do, but all we knew was we just believed God. Glory to God. I want somebody to reach out in your faith. I want somebody to extend beyond what you normally believe. Because if you doubt, you would do without. But you got to believe like it's the end of the world. Because God has declared your healing from the beginning. Glory. Hallelujah. 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 Father God, I praise your holy name. My dad got home. Hallelujah. And we just waited. Glory to God. We begin to praise God because we believe that God was going to do what he said. God had already performed the rest of the miracles. Glory to God. This was the utmost. Hallelujah. But God gave it to my father that he was going to perform all of the miracles. Hallelujah. And it got to this point where we just had to trust God. Lord, if you do it, we know that you are real and you are God. If you don't do it, we know that you still are real and you are God. I tell you the truth, glory to God, as my name is Carmen, hallelujah, and I'm my own witness, as God is my witness as well. Hallelujah, I was the one that answered the phone. I don't remember if it was the next day or how many days. I don't remember. But one thing I do remember, I answered the phone when that nurse called from the hospital. Glory to God, calling for my dad. Hallelujah. I gave the phone to my dad. We were all standing around. We didn't know if we were going to go to a funeral or if we were going to continue to shout the praises of God. But one thing I know, hallelujah, that on the other end of that phone, that nurse began to tell my dad, glory, hallelujah. That nurse lady began to tell my dad, hallelujah, the member, hallelujah, that you prayed for. Hallelujah, church member that died, glory to God, that came in here dead on arrival. Hallelujah, God. She's awake, she's alive, and she's calling for you. Hallelujah. My dad said, what? She's calling for me. Hallelujah. Then the nurse made it clear. She made it explicit. And she began to say, well, she's not exactly calling for you, because she can't really talk too clearly right now. Hallelujah. But she wrote your name. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. She wrote your name. Hallelujah. She told us to call you. Praise our God. One thing about it, we serve a true and a living God, a God that hears and answers prayers. Whatever God declares, it shall go forth. Hallelujah. He's going to do what he said. Glory, 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 glory. Somebody give him praise up in here. Give the Lord praise. Hallelujah. Magnify the Lord with me. Let us exalt his name together. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Glory to God, my time is running out. Hallelujah, Jesus. But just believe God. Because he began to tell us, I am the Lord thy God that healeth thee. Hallelujah. He is our God that heals all manner of sickness and disease. Praise our God. Hallelujah. Well, why did it happen to me? Hallelujah. Sometimes it happens, praise God, from past generation. Hallelujah. It's called a generational curse, glory to God, that you have to be delivered from. Hallelujah. And the end result, praise God, it ended with you. Hallelujah. But you are the one to turn it around and break that generational curse, glory to God. You don't have to be the acceptor of it, glory to God, but you can be the denier of it and say with his stripes, I am healed. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Praise our God. I got to keep moving. I'll tell you, I feel God up in here. Praise our God. Comfort is the next bullet. Praise our God. God's declaration on comfort. Hallelujah. He began to tell us, hallelujah, in Isaiah, the 50th chapter and the 12th verse, he began to say again, I, even I, am he that comforteth you. Once again, he begins to identify himself. He begins to let us know who he is before he takes action, glory to God. He lets us know, I'm the one that's going to comfort you, glory to God, in the time of sorrow, glory to God. You can look to the Lord, lean on him, hallelujah. He will not give away, glory, hallelujah. He is our comfort tonight. He is our peace, glory to God. I looked up that word comfort. It began to say to console, to soothe, or to cheer. You know, sometimes some people just can't be comforted. Glory to God. They just can't be comforted. I feel like sometimes they don't want to be comforted because they want to have a pity party. Glory to God for come out to pity party. Glory to God because God wants to comfort you. He wants to build you up. He wants to console you today. Hallelujah. He wants to know, let you know that he is there for you. Hallelujah. He said, lift up your head, O ye gates. And be ye lifted up, ye everlasting doors, and the King of glory shall come in. Who is the King of glory? He's the Lord strong and mighty. He's the Lord mighty in battle. Glory, hallelujah. He is the King of glory. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Glory to God, hallelujah. The word of God begins to tell us in the 41st chapter of Isaiah. Hallelujah, Jesus. He began to comfort us in the 10th verse. He said, fear thy not, for I am with thee. Be not dismayed, for I am God. I will strengthen thee. Yea, I will help thee. Yea, I will hold thee with thy right hand of my righteousness. Hallelujah. How much more? How much more does God have to tell you? Hallelujah, that he's there for you. And he was there all the time, hallelujah, waiting patiently, glory to God. God was there, hallelujah, to be our comforter. He tells us not to be dismayed. He tells us why. He said, because I'm right here with you. I will strengthen you. Hallelujah. The word also began to say, strengthen the weak and feeble knees, glory to God. Lift up the hands that hang down. Hallelujah. He tells us in so many ways how he's going to comfort us. Glory to God. He began to tell us, oh God, in that 13th verse, by the Lord, my thy God, will hold thee with thy right hand, saying unto thee, fear not, I will help thee. Glory to God. He is our help. Glory to God. In the time of sorrow, in the time of trouble, he's right there. Glory to God. Even, hallelujah, in your loss, praise God. For those of you and us that have lost loved ones, glory to God, God is there to comfort us. Hallelujah. He said, I'll never leave thee, neither will I forsake thee. Lo, I'll be with you always. Hallelujah. Even until the end of the world. Praise our God. Hallelujah. At the end of that 17th verse, he began to say, I, the God of Israel, will not forsake them. Praise God. He's continuing to make declaration unto his people. Praise God. This is what he wanted me to bring out. We know that in the word of God, and so in all of the scriptures, praise God, every book of the Bible, praise God, where God say, I am this and I am that. I do this and I do that. One thing about it, God began to give it to me in a certain format. He wanted me to narrow down in a strategic way, and he wanted me to make it clear, hallelujah, that I may bring the word forth unto you. Comfort ye one another. Hallelujah. He begins to tell us so many times, hallelujah, in the word of God. Comfort ye one another. Praise God. We know our sisters down and out and sick or sorrow or what, or down or depressed or whatever. Don't talk about them. Glory to God. Go ahead and comfort them. Hallelujah. Begin to call them in prayer. Sometimes you have to call them on the phone. Sometimes you have to send them out a card. Sometimes you have to give them a piece of money. Whatever way that the Lord leads you to comfort them. Glory to God. Comfort our sisters and brothers in Zion. Glory, hallelujah. Glory to God. In Jeremiah 13, 31 chapter, hallelujah, in the 13th verse, praise our God, he began to say, hallelujah, 31b, he say, for I will turn their mourning into joy. I will comfort them, hallelujah, and make them rejoice from their sorrow. Glory to God. See, that's one of the key points right there. That in your sorrow, in your point of depression, in your point of being heavy laden, in your point of going through your trials and tribulations, when it seems like you can't get through it, glory to God, he say, you turn your sorrow, your mourning into joy. Glory to God. We got to learn to give God praise, people of God. We got to learn to give God a hallelujah. Shout hallelujah to the name of the Lord. We got to lift up our hands, even though they're heavy from the sorrow. Lift them up and shout glory to God. Hallelujah, Jesus. I tell you, I dare you to give God praise in the midst of your sorrow. I dare you to praise him. He'll turn your mourning into joy. Glory to God. Sorrow and sighing got to flee. They got to go away. Hallelujah. Glory, hallelujah. He'll turn your mourning into joy. Praise our God. God also began to let me hit on, hallelujah, one of the topics of prosperity. See, he wanted to let us know that he didn't even leave that out. Glory to God. In his declaration, hallelujah, he didn't leave out prosperity. Praise our God. In Isaiah, the 48th chapter, and the 17th verse, hallelujah, began to say, I am the Lord thy God. There he go, identifying himself again. I am the Lord thy God, which teaches thee to profit. See, he's going to teach us how to profit. He's going to give us the strategy of what to do. It's a matter of us following through with what the Lord say. Yeah, we work hard for our money. Glory to God. Yeah, we got to pay Uncle Sam. Yeah, we got to pay our bills. Glory to God. Because if you don't, you know where you'll be. Praise our God. But one thing about it, he gives us a strategy. And hallelujah, he wants us to learn how to save. Glory to God. Because when you learn, hallelujah, the strategy of the Lord, he gives us wisdom. And when we operate in wisdom, hallelujah, we can operate in what the Lord, hallelujah, is teaching us. Praise our God. Glory, 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 glory. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I thank God for the word. Hallelujah. The 15th verse begin to say, hallelujah. I, even I, yet again, have spoken. Yea, I have called him. I brought him, and he shall make his way prosperous. Glory to be to God. God wants us to prosper. Praise God. He said, I would that you would prosper and be in good health. Hallelujah. Even as your soul does prosper. Glory be to God. God wants us, glory to God, to have something in this life because he's already predestinated from the end. He declared the end from the beginning. Hallelujah. The 16th verse of the 42nd chapter of Isaiah began to tell us, I will lead them in paths they have not known. I will make their darkness light before them. That means God's going to give you a strategy. He's going to show you ways that's unclear to you now. Praise God, but he's going to show you what to do. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. He's the one that shows you how to get wealth. Praise God, he taketh down one and put up another. Praise God, for it is him that giveth the power to get wealth. Praise our God. We're going to go to our last bullet. Praise our God. Hallelujah. Time is winding up. And I just want to acknowledge this last one that the Lord has declared, and that's salvation. Glory be to God. Isaiah 45 and 22, he began to tell us, look unto me and be ye saved, all the ends of the earth. For I am God and there is none else. There he go again, identifying himself. But he's letting us know what he wants to do for us. Hallelujah. He wants us to look to him. He wants us to call on him. Hallelujah. Because if you call on the name of the Lord, hallelujah, you shall be saved. Glory to God. He began to tell us. Hallelujah. He's the one that blotted out transgression. Hallelujah. And when the Lord blots out your transgression, your sins are forgiven. Hallelujah. You come over on the Lord's side. Once you acknowledge the Lord, hallelujah, and take him into your heart as your Lord and your Savior. Glory to God. He said, this people I have formed for myself. Hallelujah. We were created for the glory of God. Hallelujah. He don't want to see anybody lost, but that we all should come unto repentance. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Jeremiah began to tell us, oh God, then shall you call upon me, Lord, have mercy. Then will I answer. Hallelujah. While you're yet speaking, glory to God, I will hear. And Ezekiel began to tell us, through the word of the Lord, that I will put a new spirit in you. I'll take the stony heart out of your flesh. And I'll give you a heart of flesh, glory to God. One thing about it, when God takes that stony heart out of your flesh, glory to God, he takes the stony heart. Hallelujah. That means he's going to take that hard heart, that heart that doesn't crystallize, that heart that can't feel nothing, that heart that the heart that don't want to conform, hallelujah. It can't move because it's hard. Glory to God. He's going to take out the stony heart and give you a heart of flesh. Glory to God. Because flesh is soft. Flesh is tender. Flesh has sensitivity. You can feel flesh, glory. And flesh can feel. Glory to God. When someone is touching it, he's going to give us a heart of flesh. Therefore, we can feel and sense the Lord. Glory be to God. Hallelujah, Jesus. We're going to conclude, hallelujah, with this last verse of scripture in the 49th chapter of Isaiah. Hallelujah. And the third verse where he began to say, and said unto me, thou art my servant, O Israel, in whom I will be glorified. Hallelujah. God wants to live a glorified life through you. Glory to God. One thing about it, hallelujah, when God comes in, sin got to go. Praise our God. We used to sing a song in one of the churches I was in. Said, come on out of your sin and leave it alone. Leave it alone, hallelujah. When you come over on the Lord's side, glory to God, you got to leave sin alone. You can't dip and dab, hallelujah. You can't straddle the fence. There is no such thing as straddling the fence. Either you're on the Lord's side or you're on the wrong side. Hallelujah, Jesus. But I praise our God because God wants to see his people saved. God wants you to come unto him. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, all ye that labor and are heavy laden. He said he will give you rest. God will give you that comfort that you need. Glory to God when you come over on the Lord's side. Glory to God. I got to wrap this thing up. Hallelujah. Praise God. The word of God has been good to me. Hallelujah. I hope you have gotten something out of the word of God tonight. Glory. Hallelujah. I hope tonight, praise God, you are able to turn your heart towards God. If you're not saved tonight, you can come over on the Lord's side. For those of you that are doubting by the way, glory to God, the songwriter say, I'm not doubting by the way. Hallelujah, that means whatever state you're in, Glory to God. You got to stand forth and believe. Hallelujah. Believe God will act. He will do what he say. Praise our God. He done made himself. He done made himself known to us tonight again. Praise God. Through his declaration, he have identified himself. He has showed us his actions that he has already declared. Praise God. The former thing. Praise God. From the beginning. He has showed us, hallelujah, what he will do health-wise. He let us know that he will comfort us on tonight. Praise God, he even showed us how to get wealth. And praise God, at the end, he let us know that he will be our Savior. Glory to God. Those of you that don't know Christ, you can get to know him tonight. For God is our refuge and strength. He is a very present help in trouble. We praise God for the words that he gave unto me tonight. May the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be acceptable in thy sight, O Lord, my strength and my redeemer. Glory to God in Jesus' name. We pray. Praise God. Hands back into the advisor, the founder. Praise God. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Send your hands, Evangelist Bradley. Thank you, Jesus.
Amen. Amen.
Thank you, Jesus.
Truly praise God tonight. Come on, let's give the Lord some praise tonight. Amen. Come on, let us give God some praise tonight. Amen. God has spoken. Let the church say amen. Amen. Truly we praise God tonight for the word of God. Amen. Let us know God's declaration. Amen. God's declaration, amen, towards us. Amen. Meaning God has already spoken it. Amen. The word has already been spoken over our lives. Amen. And it's written, amen, for our, amen, benefit. We can turn to God's declaration, and we can read all the declarations that God has declared unto his people this night. Amen. We thank God for the word of God coming through the woman of God. Amen. Evangelist Carmen Hampton. We certainly enjoy the word of God. Amen. And before, amen, amen, she, amen, amen, leave the platform while the Spirit of God is still striving tonight. Amen. I know, amen, salvation has been extended, but tonight we want to just know. We want you to make your declaration tonight. Mm-hmm. Amen. God made his declaration, mm-hmm. but we want you to make your declaration tonight. Amen. And that is to accept the Lord as your personal Savior. Amen. Do you know him tonight? Amen. If you don't know him, you can get to know him. Amen, and the pardon of your sin. Amen. So at this time, amen. Amen. If there's anyone on the line tonight that you want to get to know the Lord, amen, we're going to, amen, give you this opportunity to push *6 and come on over to the, amen, platform and make your declaration known tonight, amen, that you want to accept the Lord as your Savior. Is there one tonight? Glory be to God. Amen. Tonight is the acceptable time, day of salvation of the Lord. Glory be to God. If there's one, amen, that wants to accept salvation tonight, amen, this is your opportunity. Glory be to God. Amen. We praise God for the opportunity. Amen. And tonight, if we have any special prayer requests, amen, you heard the word. Amen. God even declared it over our lives. God's declaration, amen, of, amen, blessings, prosperity, healing, amen, joy. All these things have already been spoken over our lives tonight. It's up to you to believe it, receive it, amen. And out of your mouth, you must declare the word of God that has already been spoken, amen. And put it, amen, amen, put it in the atmosphere. Then, Lord, you promised, Lord, you said it. This is your word that we're standing on, and watch God work. Amen. Tonight, do we have any special prayer requests tonight? Glory be to God.
Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord. God bless you.
God bless you, man of God. This is Gwen. I would like to request prayer for, again, the ladies at the Work Relief Center. We had a class on forgiveness, and some of us are stuck on not forgiving whomever it may be that may have wronged us or whatever the case may be. I would like to request prayer that the Lord opens our hearts to forgive whomever need to be forgiven, because he forgives us daily. So we need to open our hearts up to that and for strength to do what we need to do out here, and to pray my strength in the Lord and keep my family and everyone on the line safe and sound in their right mind. Stay on Jesus. Thank you.
Amen. God bless you, Sister Gwen. Amen. Thank you for that. Amen. Prayer request. Amen. This is, something that God has declared that we must do, forgive in order to be forgiven. Amen. Praise God for that prayer request. Anyone else, have prayer request before we turn it back over to the woman of God to pray. Praise the Lord.
This is Sister Betty. I'm requesting prayer for my brother-in-law, Jimmy Davis. He has been diagnosed with heart failure, and he's having a lot of symptoms. So I'm praying. I'm asking for prayer, requesting for him, prayer for him and my sister Mary, which is his wife. And also keep me in prayer. And most of all, my request is for him to be saved and the Holy Ghost filled.
Amen. God bless you, Sister Betty. Amen. Thank you for the prayer request. Amen. Your brother-in-law. Amen. Your sister and your family. Amen. We know God. Amen. He can do all things. Amen. This is the reason why he came, seeking to save that which was lost. Amen. Any other prayer requests at this time? Amen. Before the woman of God prays. Anyone else? Amen. Amen. Anyone else say amen before we go to God in prayer? Amen. If not, amen. We have heard, the prayer request tonight. Amen. And do you believe God tonight? Amen. For the petition that you desire of him. Amen. So at this time, we're going to ask the woman of God if she will come back to the platform, and if she will pray a special prayer blessing over these prayer requests tonight. Amen. And you must believe God alone with the woman of God, that God will do it, that God will hear us first, and then after hearing us, he's going to do something about it. He's going to answer while we yet call. Amen. God bless you, woman of God, into your hands.
We do have one more prayer request while the woman of God comes back to the line. Prayer for Sister Dadlin. She's been diagnosed with cancer. And we're believing God for her healing on tonight. Her name again is Sister Dadlin. Want to believe God for her on tonight. Put her in. Lift her before the Lord on tonight. And as you, woman of God, if you could phone off of mute. I see you on the platform, but take your phone off of mute. Looks like you. On is muted on your end. There you are. God bless
you. Praise God. To the ones that have requested prayer openly, praise God. To our sister Gwen, you were asking about forgiveness. Praise God. So many scriptures in the Word about forgiveness. But one thing that I want to bring, actually I had it on my list and I got caught up and overlooked it. Isaiah, the 38th chapter and the 17th verse. It says, "For thou hast cast all my sins behind my back." Praise our God. That's what God does for us. So when it comes down to forgiveness, praise God, it's not the easiest thing to do. Praise God. But we have to be Christ-like and do like God tells us. Praise God. And that is, we have to, whatever it is that we don't want to forgive, we got to cast it behind us. Hallelujah. And like it was preached in the Word tonight, these things come by much fasting and prayer. So, woman of God, you got to learn to fast and pray, but believe God. when you pray. Hallelujah. Believe God when you go to him and let him know, Lord, I cannot forgive, but I know you're able to help me to forgive. And then God will start working in your life. Next thing you know, you start to do things, showing acts of love to whoever it is that needs to be forgiven. It's not easy. Believe me, it's not easy. I've been through it, but God has brought me through it because he had to teach me how to get through it. We're going to go to God in prayer. Praise God. Miss Betty, you believe God. Praise God, you've called in and made your request known. Just believe. Continue, I should say. Believe God. And for Miss Dablin, praise God, we know that God is a healer. He's already declared it tonight. We're going to go to the throne of grace right now. God, once again, we come to you as humble as we know how, thanking you for your goodness and your mercy, thanking you for all things that you've already done. Glory, hallelujah, Jesus. We thank you that our end has already been declared from the beginning. Oh, bless the holy name of Jesus. God, we glorify you right now. We exalt your holy name. Glory, hallelujah. Woo. Glory, hallelujah, hallelujah. Somebody ought to join in praise with me and lift the name of the Lord up. Glory to God, from the praises go forth. Hallelujah, prayers are answered. Hallelujah,
hallelujah,
Jesus. We
thank
ask
you,
that
Lord.
You, oh God, look on your people everywhere, here, to, there, and fro. Glory to God, touch your people in a special way, one by one and name by name. You know the names, the needs of your people. God. Heal, God, and make everywhere whole, God. We know that you can cancel cancer, oh God. There's nothing too
thank
hard
you,
for you, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Look on Miss Dablin, God, on her specific situation, God, and heal her body, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Look on this, God, and the people in her child, Father, whatever it is they need to forgive, God. You are a forgiving God, Lord, and you teach
Lord.
Us how to forgive, Lord. Oh, God, that we may be forgiven, Lord. Hallelujah, Jesus. We come to you, God, because we know that you can hear us, God, and we know that you answer prayer, God. We believe you right now, God. Hallelujah, Jesus. But help thou our unbelief, Lord. Whoever don't believe right now, God, we ask that you give them a little bit more faith, God. Look on Miss Betty, oh, God. Touch her right now, Lord. Strengthen her right now, God. In the name of Jesus. Look on her brother-in-law and his wife, God. Touch him right now, Lord. You're the same God that heals, Lord. Lord Jesus, in your word, you said already with his stripes we were healed, meaning that it was already done, God, from the beginning, Jesus. We believe you, oh God. We stand on your promise, God. There's nothing too hard for you, Lord. You even told us in your word, God, that you'll do it suddenly, God. And we believe you for quick work tonight, God, in the name of Jesus. Save,
thank you, Lord.
Oh God, the lives of the Son, in the name of Jesus. Save your people everywhere. Touch the lives of your people, God. In the name of Jesus, and bring it to pass, God. Let your people be a witness to the glory of the work that you have done in them, God. In the name of Jesus, let the power of God be made manifest, God. And let your glory go forth, God, in us, in Jesus' name. We count it done. Oh, God, right now. We bind the power of the enemy on every hand, oh God. In the mighty name of Jesus, Satan, get thee hence. The Lord rebuke thee. The blood of Jesus is against. In the name of Jesus, we denounce your works in every way. In Jesus' name, the blood covers, oh God, and makes everywhere whole. Our household are saved by the blood of Jesus.
Thank you, Lord.
Oh God, heal us. Comes forth by the power of your name, God, in the name of Jesus.
In the
we thank you in all things, God, but most of all for the victory. In Jesus' mighty name, amen. Praise God.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Praise God. Back in your hands. Thank the Lord.
Amen. Truly praise God. Come on, let's thank him tonight. We done prayed the prayer of faith. Now let's thank him. Amen. Yes. After you pray, you got to thank him for it. Come on, open your mouth and thank him right now.
All participants are unmuted.
It's already done. Hallelujah. Come on and thank him. Thank you. God has already declared it. It's already been spoken. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Bless your name. Bless your name, God. Hallelujah, Jesus. Oh, God, we believe you tonight. We thank you. We thank you, God. Hallelujah, Jesus. Glory, glory to your name, God. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah, Jesus. We count it done tonight. We count it done. We count it done in Jesus' name. Oh, hallelujah, God. Oh, hallelujah, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah, Jesus. Glory be to your name, God. Glory be to your name. God. Hallelujah, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah, Jesus. Bless you, Lord. Bless your holy name. Bless your holy name, God. Glory to your name, God. We thank you. We thank you, Lord. We thank you, Lord. We thank you. We thank you right now, God. We thank you right now. We bless you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah, hallelujah.
Hallelujah,
hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Jesus. Hallelujah, Jesus. Glory to your name, God. Glory to your name, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah, Jesus. We thank you. We thank you tonight. We thank you tonight, Lord. We thank you tonight, Lord. We thank you right now, Lord. We thank you right now, Jesus. Thank you right now, Lord. Thank you for the good. Thank you for the victory. Thank you for the victory tonight. In the name of Jesus. Glory be to God.
All participants are muted, and they can unmute themselves.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Amen. Truly, we praise him. Amen. We got to keep on thanking him. Amen. The more we thank him, the more that he will do for us. Amen. God inhabits our praises. Amen. And we got to learn when we pray the prayer of faith, after we pray the prayer of faith, we got to go on and thank him. Amen. Like we already know it's already done because it already has been declared that it's done in the mighty name of Jesus. Amen. We praise God tonight. Amen. For the word of God. Amen. Coming through him and the woman of God, Benjamin Hampton. Amen. Thank God for the prayer of faith. Prayer of faith shall save the sick. Amen. The Lord shall raise them up. If they committed sins, it shall be forgiven them. These are things that God has already declared over our lives. It's already settled. God's word is settled in heaven already. Amen. It cannot be altered. It cannot be changed. It can't even be, amen, tampered with. Man may try to tamper with it, but they're not tampering with the true word of God that has already been settled in heaven. Amen. It's already spoken. Amen. It's too late. The devil don't like it, but it's already been spoken. Amen. So we praise God, amen, for the word of God tonight. Truly, we surely enjoy the word. Amen. Just so many things that God has given us tonight, all these nuggets that we have. Amen. It's all in the scripture. Everything is contained in the scriptures already. Amen. You can't go wrong when you preach the word. You can't go wrong when you preach the scripture. Amen. What the word says. Amen. He lets us know that out of our belly shall flow rivers of living water. These things that have been declared, amen, over our lives already. Amen. So we praise God for the word. Thank God for the speaker. Amen. I do apologize for missing, amen, earlier when the evangelist was calling me. Amen. But I praise God for right now. Amen. This is my sister. Amen. This is my natural blood sister. Amen. Evangelist Carmen Hampton. Amen. Thank God. Amen. I could just say a little few things in short. She's a woman of faith. Amen. She believes everything that God has declared over her life. Amen. I've seen her, amen, bring the God's word into action. Amen. And she began to even teach me, amen, in my younger years of my life, starting out in the Lord. She began to teach me that the word of God got to come alive in you. The word of God has got to, the words got to come alive off the page and become alive into your life. And I praise God. She's a woman of faith. Amen. Anything that God has declared over her life, amen, she refused to settle for anything less than what God said. Amen. I praise God for her tonight. This has been a long time coming, but thank God. Amen. It has arrived. Why? Because God has already declared this night, amen, that she shall bring forth the word. Amen. It's already been predestinated by God. Amen. We certainly enjoyed the word tonight. Amen. People of God, we pray that you have been blessed through the word of God. And that's why, amen, it's important, amen, that we've been instructed on this line that you got to speak the word of God. You got to declare God's word in the atmosphere. Amen. Trouble may be all around, but what did God say? What did God say about it? Amen. When you speak the word over that situation, I ain't talking about your word. I ain't talking about man's word. But when you speak God's word over that situation, the devil got to back up and leave you alone because he can't fight against God's word because it already has been declared, amen, over our lives. So we praise God for the word. We pray that you've been blessed, encouraged. I know I have. I have been inspired through the word of God tonight. Amen. And people of God, if you'd like to receive a copy, amen, of tonight's broadcast, the word of God, amen, to listen to it over again, so many reference scriptures in there, go back and read God's word. Amen. You can get a copy of tonight's broadcast, amen, by dialing, amen, by texting us at 912-257-3918. Once again, if you would like to receive a copy of tonight's broadcast to go back and replay God's word, get all those reference scriptures that was, amen, put out tonight, amen, you can, amen, request a copy, amen, by dialing 912-257-3918. Also, to our international listeners, those of you that are calling from other countries, amen, you as well can receive a copy, amen, of tonight's broadcast, amen, by dialing 678 using WhatsApp, dialing 678-608-7234. Once again, to all of our international listeners, amen, those of you that are calling from other countries, you can receive a copy of tonight's broadcast, amen, by using WhatsApp, 678-608-7234. Amen. We want you to get this word tonight. If you didn't have time to write down all the reference scriptures that were, amen, being put out tonight, amen, go back and play it over again. Listen to what the Spirit is saying unto us this day. Amen. God has spoken. Let the church say amen. So we praise God tonight for the woman of God, and we want to pray even over the woman of God tonight. Heavenly Father God, in the name of Jesus, we thank you. We praise you. We thank you for your woman servant. We thank you how she yielded herself to you and came and delivered your word. Father God, we thank you for your declaration and your word that has been spoken. We thank you for the spoken word, God. In the mighty name of you, we pray that you will bless the woman of God. Continue to give her wisdom, knowledge, and revelation of your word that she may give it to your people. Let somebody be saved tonight. Let somebody be encouraged. Even let somebody be empowered tonight, even how to use the spoken word over their lives. In the mighty name of Jesus, oh God, renew her strength. Oh God, deposit back into her everything that withdraws. Give her a double portion of God's spirit. Father God, bless her home, bless her family, bless her going out, bless her coming in from this time forth, even forevermore. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and thank God. Amen. Thank God once again for your patience, for your listening ear. We praise God for this broadcast tonight. Thank God for the woman of God. Amen. Thank you, sister. Amen. We thank you for being part of the Prayer News Network. Amen. And you always so, amen, willing to come on whenever asked to, amen, participate on the program. You always, amen, come willingly, amen, to aid us and lend a helping hand. Thank you for your love and your support, amen, that you give to the Prayer News Network. Amen. Yes. And we want you to know we appreciate you from the bottom of our heart to the depths of our soul. Amen. Before we turn it back over to your hand, woman of God, we're going to ask our visionary founder, amen, if you would care to have some words at this time. Amen. Evangelist Bradley, God bless you.
Amen. Amen. I tell you, my heart is burning and leaping. Amen. This word has been so rich touched on tonight. Glory to God. So very rich. Amen. Just the way, amen, that the Lord delivered it unto us, his people. Amen, Jesus, and people of God. Amen. Even as the man of God has already said, even as the word is already declared, amen. It's God's declaration. It's what God, amen, has said concerning us. Amen. It's already established and it's already settled. Amen. I feel so good in my sanctified soul. God bless you, woman of God. God bless you on tonight. We realize you have a very busy schedule. Amen, Jesus. But we are still yet so excited, amen, for you to come back and bless us again. Amen. Glory be to God. Amen. Rich word on tonight. Amen. We just thank God for it. Amen. Thank God for you. Amen. Thank you for calling yourself, as the man of God said, to come and bless us here at the PNN. Amen, Jesus. Like you said, I know it's been a long time coming, but it came to pass. Amen. So we're grateful. We're grateful for this opportunity. We're grateful, amen, Jesus, for the next opportunity and the next opportunity and the next opportunity to come and bless us again. God bless you. We love you so much. Amen. So we're going to release the platform back, amen, to Minister Emmanuel, because I'm excited. And you know how we are. When we get excited, amen, we just go on and on and on, amen. But we know the hour is going late, so we're going to turn it back over to Minister Emmanuel, amen, Jesus, and to further turn it back over to you. God bless you. We love you, and we look forward to talking with you, woman of God.
Amen. God bless you. Amen. Amen. Visionary founder, amen, of the Prayer News Network Global, Evangelist Bradley. Amen. Thank God even for you. Thank God for you yielding your platform to so many great speakers, amen, and ministers and men and women of God. We thank you for not being selfish with this work, but amen, allowing us to be a part, amen, of this great work that God, amen, has already ordained and declared and spoke declarations that this day, this should be so. So we just want to take time to thank you for making it possible, amen, for our voices to be spread abroad across the land and the country. Amen. We love you with the love of Jesus. Amen. So we thank you, people of God, for all things. We're not going to keep you. Thank you once again, woman of God, for you coming. Amen. We've been blessed. We've been, amen, encouraged. And I'm so excited, too, amen, for this day, amen, this night. I waited, too. But I knew, amen, in time, amen, God's will be done. So we thank you, amen. And at this time, we're going to turn it back over to you, woman of God, Evangelist Carmen Hampton. Amen. My sister, every state, I'm so proud of you. Amen. Yes. God, I bid you Godspeed. Amen. And God's blessing. Many doors, amen, be open unto you. Amen. Yes. This night in Jesus' name. Amen. We're going to yield it back over to you that you may have the last saying. Amen. And the blessing of the line. Amen. God bless you. People of God, come back on tomorrow night at 9 p.m. looking for greater. You never know what God has in store for you. Amen. Back into your hands, woman of God.
Praise God. Once again, we thank God for all that was said and done, everyone that participated, but most of all to each listener. We praise God. We hope you have gained something from the word of God. Mainly take faith and learn to stand on God's word, because God's word will never fail. He always declares who he is, because he's bold enough to stand up and back everything that he says. It's just so good to serve a God like that. Mm-hmm. And we just praise God for all things. And we're going to close at this moment. I don't know what else to do. Praise God.
If you want to just talk close.
Huh?
If you want to just say a closing prayer on the line. However the Lord leads you to close out.
Father, in everything you said to give thanks, for this is the will of God concerning you. We thank you for your power, for your spirit, and most of all for the blood. Without the shedding of blood, there is no remission for sin. Mm-hmm. We thank you, O God, that you did shed your blood that we might have a right to eternal life. Oh, God, those that are not saved, move on their hearts tonight. Go and let the Holy Ghost arrest them and bring them in, God, in the name of Jesus. Let the power of the blood of Jesus go forth in their life and wash them like never before. God, save, heal, deliver, set free. In Jesus' name, everyone go and be blessed. Go in the name of the Lord. Amen.
Amen. God bless you, people of God. This concludes our broadcast for tonight. Amen. Go in Jesus' name. Amen. And remember, what did God say? Amen. Blessings unto you until tomorrow night at 9 p.m. We love you in Jesus' name. God bless you.
Let the church say amen. Let the church say God. Let the church say amen. Let the church say amen. If you believe the word, let the whole church say amen.
This session is no longer being recorded. Goodbye.